Eggbeater Kick, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. The eggbeater kick is a hands-free form of treading water that allows the swimmer to remain vertical. It is a style of kicking where the swimmer's legs alternate one cross-legged breaststroke kicks. This form provides continuous support because there is no break in the kick. Section 1. Advantages. The eggbeater kick comes with many useful advantages. It allows the swimmer to use their hands, to be able to be stable, no swaying in the water, to maintain the same level in the water, to conserve more energy by doing less motions. Section 2. Disadvantages. The eggbeater kick has disadvantages because it is difficult to learn, it requires a lot of practice, and it causes knee problems. The rotating of a knee in a circular motion causes part of the knee to deteriorate, which brings a feeling of pain in the knee. Section 3. Applications. The eggbeater kick is used in different types of swimming activities. Section 3.1. Sports. Water polo goalie eggbeaters up to a block a shot. This is a picture in the article. Water polo. Players use this style of kick so their hands can be free to shoot, pass, dribble, and control the ball. Water polo players need to perfect the eggbeater kick to have success. Goalkeepers must be able to do this, especially as they need to have the power to get the ball. Synchronized swimming uses this style of kick so they can perform other important skills that require stabilization. Eggbeater kicks allow swimmers to lift teammates out of the water. Section 3.2. Life-saving. Lifeguards must demonstrate they know how to use this kick because it allows them to use their hands to rescue victims. If the lifeguards were to use another form of treading water, they would be preoccupied with their hands, making them unable to help a drowning victim. Section 3.3. Armed Forces. Navy SEALs have been recruiting water polo players because their skills in the water allow them to succeed more in training than others. Section 4. Physics. The eggbeater kick propels swimmers in an upward direction. The kick style is based around Bernoulli's principle. In summary, the principle states that it is faster a fluid is moving, less pressure it has. The decrease in pressure causes the external pressure to exert a force, therefore creating uniform pressure. This is the main cause of how a swimmer is propelled upwards. The swimmer is rotating his or her legs circularly in the opposite directions. With the foot being arched and angled, the circular motion allows the swimmer to make water above their foot move faster than water under their foot. This difference in speed causes a difference in the pressure, which pushes the swimmer out of the water. The faster the swimmer's feet move, the more power he or she has to propel upward out of the water. Section 5. Learning. To learn how to eggbeater, one should be in a sitting position, have knees bent almost at 90 degrees, have legs a little wider than shoulder width, and rotate right leg in a circular motion counterclockwise while the left leg is rotating circular motion clockwise in alternative timing. To aid learning, you can use your hands to scull. Sculling is a forward and backward motion of the hands at alternating angles near the surface of the water. It follows the same physics as the eggbeater kick. This sound file and all the text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at the Creative Commons website.